speaking during the launch of the party's manifesto in Zimbabwe's second biggest city, Bulawayo, Tuesday evening, Chamisa said the ruling ZANU-PF party is in panic mode and resorting to dirty tactics, including political violence, because it knows the voters will propel his party to victory. Chamisa pledged to rebuild the nation centered on what he called citizenocracy, or putting citizens first, and committing to restoring macroeconomic fundamentals that will ensure success. He said he would return Zimbabwe to greatness based on five canons outlined in the manifesto, namely restoration, reconstruction, modernization, and transformation.
We commit to deliver a new republic, a citizens' republic. A citizens' republic based on citizens' values and citizens' sovereignty. As a citizen, you are supposed to be restored to your rights, to your dignity. You are supposed to be restored to your freedom.
The ruling ZANU-PF party is yet to launch its own election manifesto. Chamisa's manifesto launch came after another opposition leader, Douglas Monzora, of the Movement for Democratic Change, had withdrawn his presidential candidacy earlier Tuesday, citing an uneven electoral field. Chamisa said while he agrees with the views of his opposition colleague, quitting was not an option.
The best way to win is not to quit. The best way to win is to fight unto victory. And we have said to the people of Zimbabwe, count on us to fight unto victory. We will fight them in the courts, we will fight them in the streets, we will fight them in the ballot box, and we know that ultimately our God is going to stand with us.
Contrary to the criticism by the ZANU-PF party that he wants to reverse the gains of independence by selling out to the West, Chamisa said his party is the best deal for Zimbabweans since independence. That's because it shall restore the values that he accuses the ruling party of eroding, including universal suffrage, as well as other individual liberties and property rights, among others.
We have an inspiring vision that will make Zimbabwe great, that will transform this nation into a jewel, not just of the continent, but of the world. We will lead and build Zimbabwe. We will go beyond and restore our breadbasket status. Remember that we are a winning nation. We are going to move from being a basket case to restoring our breadbasket status as a nation.
Gift Mugano is a former government advisor and economic analyst. He told VOA that the CCC manifesto addresses several critical issues, especially tackling corruption.
I'm very certain that if he does that, he will save about $3 billion. And the manifesto is actually very clear that that's what he's targeting. You're losing $1.2 billion on gold alone and $600 million on other minerals to take it to $1.8 billion. Then the other $1.2 billion is local corruption. So if you close those loopholes, that money is available for production. So we can hit the $100 billion economy. It's doable. It's possible.
But speaking during a rally in Harare Wednesday, incumbent President Emmerson Mnangagwa reiterated his criticism of the opposition, saying it was working to advance the interest of Western nations and had failed the citizens by running down urban local areas under its control. Although there are other presidential candidates, analysts see a tense and close race between Mnangagwa and Chamisa in the 23rd August national poll. For VOA Africa, I'm Kudzanai Msengi in Bulawayo.